Hello, I'm in the gallery and we've just had our final day of installation. Well, it's still going. We've got most of it up now. I'm here with two of the artists who are here to install, which were Flavia Muller-Medeiros and Caroline Wright. I'm just going to ask them to just tell us a little bit about their works and what you can expect to see in Verb to Read and Write, which opens to the public tomorrow with a private view on Friday night. So, Caroline, what have we been doing here?
Well, we've been installing several pieces of work. The one that's taken the longest, and the first one as you come in, is a piece of neon, which is a new piece that the gallery have commissioned me to make. And this piece is all about the difference between speaking and writing and the intangibility of speech as opposed to the permanence of writing. And there are some other works that I've got here in the show, a video piece called Erasure, which is actually an old piece that I've remade, and some documentary material from a residency I did in Cambridge for a project called Crop Marks. My actual piece was called Twinning Households, all about a postal service in a housing estate. And I'll be doing a performance piece on the 3rd of February entitled Repeater, which will be partly sound, partly performance. The sound will be broadcast across the market square, and I'll be writing the Ten Commandments over 6 hours continuously.
Which will be very intense and open to the public, who can just come in and see what's happening. So, Flavia, we've been working on your pieces from yesterday, and can you tell us a little about them, please?
Oh, I'd rather you to come to the exhibition and look at them and discover them rather than me telling you what you should find here.
Okay.
That's my podcast.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, so again, we're open to the public tomorrow, and please join us for a drink and to meet some of the artists and to see everything for a private view on Friday night, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. at Bury St. Edmunds Art Gallery. Okay, bye-bye.